Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen,
dear viewers, dear listeners, a very warm greeting to our series today with the topic, The Speaking All Unity, The Word of the Universal Creator Spirit. We will be reading to you from the book with the same title, A Cosmic Work of Teaching and Learning from the School of the Divine Wisdom. Today, in our first program, we would like to read to you the foreword and preface to this book, in which we learn about how this cosmic work of teaching and learning emerged and what is contained in our topic, The Speaking All Unity, The Word of the Universal Creator Spirit.
Wir lesen unter der Überschrift.
We read the following in the foreword. A divine prophetic vision passed on in the simple words of our three-dimensional world. Dear fellow people, in the cosmic work of teaching and learning, the speaking all unity, the word of the universal creator spirit, we will read the words of truth given from the eternal truth, from the eternal life, which is seven-dimensional.
Das Wort der Wahrheit umfasst Dimensionen.
The word of truth encompasses dimensions that usually remain closed to our largely material-shaped way of thinking. Jesus, the Christ, made true what he promised mankind 2,000 years ago when he said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth.
In Gesprächsrunden mit Gabriele, der Prophetin und Botschafterin Gottes in unserer Zeit.
In roundtable discussions with Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time, we have recorded the descriptions of her inner vision and her word. Insofar as it was possible for us, the content of these conversations was written down in the book, The Speaking All Unity, The Word of the Universal Creator Spirit, a cosmic work of teaching and learning from the School of the Divine Wisdom, from which we will be reading in this program series. This cosmic work of teaching and learning from the School of the Divine Wisdom gives information about the makeup and works of the all-encompassing, mighty event of creation, from the light ether to the makeup of the core of being of all beings of creation and God's perfect form of being.
We humans live in three dimensions, which for us usually is the measure of all things. For this reason, our language is also shaped by the three dimensions. We fill words with the most diverse content. This is also true of the word God, with which far more disaster has been wreaked in the history of the world than blessing was brought. When God is mentioned in this program series, then the content of this word is not the institutionally shaped image of a punishing God who envelops himself in mysteries, but rather the all-encompassing primordial intelligence, the creator power of the eternal, which is effective in all of infinity in the universal inherent laws. In terms of his work, the speaking all unity, the word of the universal creator spirit, we received during the conversations previously unknown insights, which in this unique work of cosmic teaching and learning merely convey a glance through a crack in the door. God's truth, expressed in our words, comes alive only when we do not dismiss everything right away, but learn to understand it step by step by finding our way to self-recognition through spiritual exercises so that we comprehend that God is the truth in us and that our words are merely shells into which the Eternal pours the truth.
Among other things, we will frequently read about the divine core of being, which is the primordial heart in the very basis of our soul. In all these elucidations, we are compelled to learn, to grasp and fathom the eternal being in us. We ourselves are called upon to divine the spaceless and timeless eternity in the very basis of our soul, and to recognize who or what truly pulsates in the depth of our soul, namely the primordial heart of eternity, the essence of the kingdom of God, of which Jesus of Nazareth essentially said, "The kingdom of God is within, in you." The word of truth leads us into the dimensions of the all communication of all being, so that it becomes possible for us to sense for ourselves in what a mighty cosmic all life, permeated by the Spirit, we are embedded, from which cradle all life went forth, and in which the smallest component is part of the all-encompassing creation. Step by step, a fundamentally different approach to life in all being is open to us. We become aware of where we and all other beings of creation come from, and to where we will ultimately go. It is an all-encompassing vision, the content of which opens up for the one who opens himself to the omnipresent Spirit of life.
Anyone who himself walks the path based on this work of teaching and learning, in order to experience the unity of all life in himself more and more, often stands bewildered, yes, helpless, before the brutal ignorance toward all life, which for the majority of people has become normal, if not an elixir of life. Because with their world of thoughts and senses, they have closed themselves off from the all life, the speaking all unity, the universal creator spirit. Someone who does not merely hear or read the schooling text, but works with a cosmic work of teaching and learning by including himself in the elucidations on the speaking all unity, will realize ever more how shockingly far we human beings have distanced ourselves from the all unity, culminating in the manipulated artificial creations by human hand in the animal and plant worlds, which do not originate from the breath of God. Man behaves like a foreigner in nature. He has turned away from the life in all being. Because this unity of all life has become so foreign to us, elucidation of the many facets is necessary, which for this reason are also conveyed to us in repetitions and deepening explanations. Thus, the questions and answers that arose during the discussions on the subject are included in the text. In this cosmic work of teaching and learning, explanatory repetitions thus serve the deepening and better understanding of the subject matter on the speaking all unity of the universal Creator Spirit, which, shamefully, we human beings first have to be given an understanding.
But anyone who attentively follows the text is overcome with awe
before the unceasingly flowing law of God, which contains the all unity of all being. It is the beauty and perfection of the all intelligence of God, which, in being aware of the speaking all unity of the universal Creator Spirit, also becomes recognizable to us in the material being. The person who walks the path of learning will be richly rewarded through the refinement of his sensations toward creation, through the increasing perception of life in all being. He will also find himself and live more and more in the awareness that his life too is part of the speaking all unity of the word of the universal Creator Spirit. Through this, it will gradually become a matter of course for him to no longer harm, use, exploit, or enslave other beings. The golden rule for life of Jesus of Nazareth, do to others as you would have them do to you, spoken differently for the present time, do not do to another what you do not want to have done to you, will be filled with life by him which incorporates all forms of being.
To experience and grasp the unity of creation, that everything, from the smallest to the largest, originated from a cosmic order, which has its origin in the all-intelligence God, is the greatest evolutionary step that man is capable of. This is the foundation for all peaceful development in the life of the individual, as well as in that of the whole family of mankind, in the life with animals and plants, with all of nature, and in the relationship to all being. For this reason, the cognizance of the speaking all unity of the word of the universal Creator Spirit is also the hope for the earth, on which a humankind will grow, which, in awareness of the cosmic unity, will have left behind exploitation, hatred, violence, war, murder, and manslaughter, because it will have grasped that life is limitless and that all being, also that in the mineral kingdoms, in the plants and animals, comes from the one eternal source, from God, the Creator of all being.
In conversation, Gabriele encouraged us, let us learn in order to gradually immerse in the ocean of life, because ultimately we come from the ocean of life and are called by the Eternal to return to the eternal homeland. For each of us bears within the essence of the eternal homeland, the eternal home, the eternal being, the core of being, the primordial heart, which in this program series we people are given an understanding of step by step. Then we will understand that no person can lead us there, but solely the eternal Spirit, God in us all. Join us. Go with us into the cosmic school to learn to grasp what true life means, in order to finally experience for yourself that there is no death, only a changing over into another aggregate state that is of finer material. Dear fellow people, the content of this great work of creation, the speaking all unity, the word of the universal Creator Spirit, a cosmic work of teaching and learning from the school of the divine wisdom, is given by the mighty Spirit of God, the universal highest intelligence.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, in this program series, the spiritual terms and words are adapted to present-day understanding, such as the words eternity, all unity, God, eternal law, universal life, eternal being, spiritual life forms, divine beings, or even God Father and the Kingdom of God. We human beings are shaped by three-dimensional terms. All earthly terms have a content that needs to be understood, in that we think about and analyze it. Science has its coined words, that is, also terms, which, like all words, are shaped three-dimensionally. The word God is also a term. Behind it are words like primordial spirit, all spirit, primordial stream, creator, eternal life, cosmic unending power of love, or even Father, Mother, God. Only we ourselves can answer what is to be understood in the words or terms by taking the steps that God, the Eternal, taught us through Moses in the Ten Commandments, and Jesus the Christ in His Sermon on the Mount. There is no other way to be able to grasp what speaks or talks in the very basis of our soul, and that only by way of the inner perception.
Many people ask themselves and also ask their fellow man, where does God come from? This question can be answered by us only with the smallest word, is. He is. Anyone who asks further, for instance, what is He, receives the answer, the eternal now, which has no beginning, no past, and no future. It is present eternally. If there were a beginning, then God would not be eternal. If there were a past, then God would also cease to be. God was and is eternally present. However, in the word usage of man, the word present has nothing in common with the word omnipresent, nor does the eternal now have anything to do with the now commonly used by man, just as the word love, commonly used by man, has nothing in common with a love for God and neighbor.
The eternal Spirit, the eternal Creator, the Father, Mother, God of all His children, gives people the answer from His omnipresence, which is, I am the I Am, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the I Am, the God of all true prophets. I am the life, the creator, the being, and for you, my child, the Father, Mother, God, eternally. If we human beings could ask the princes of heaven, the cherubs before His throne, where God comes from, they would answer, the coming of God would be a beginning, and thus God too would have an end. But He is eternal, and eternity, everlasting. That He is omnipresence. What He is like, may each one experience in himself.
All the spiritual terms and words in this program series are based on the all-permeating, all-encompassing light ether. The light ether is the inexhaustible primordial source of eternity. It is the drawing and creating all principle of the Father, Mother, God, from which the ethereal forms go forth. The light ether, which we will hear about in more detail in this series of programs, is the highest, inexhaustible energy in which the Kingdom of God, all pure life forms, and all divine beings are embedded. The finer material realms, equal to cosmoses, and the material cosmos are also surrounded by light ether. The finer material realms, as well as the material cosmos, formed through the fall concepts of rebellious divine beings, who despite everything remain divine in the very basis of their being, who, however, in the consciousness of the fall wanted to create their own realm. Their goal, their desire, was primarily the dissolution of the divine creation of all divine forms and divine beings. According to their ideal, everything should go back into the eternal stream, from which they themselves wanted to draw, create, and form according to their ideal.
In the eternal law, free will is decisive. For their purposes, the once divine beings took with them a volume of creative energy approximately equal to a handful of light ether, predominantly from the center of being. We also call it the inner sanctum of God Father. In order to bring about the dissolution of all divine forms with this, the infinite, inexhaustible light ether is the eternal spiritual energy of drawing and creating. As stated, the fall thought of the fall beings was to found a realm according to their ideas following the dissolution of the divine creation. We have to consider what energetic wealth approximately one handful of light ether contains, with which the pugnacious beings enveloped themselves. Although they became more light poor, they continued to fight against God and His creation. We can only vaguely appreciate what an energy volume the light ether must contain.
With the already transformed down state of consciousness, that of a handful of light ether, the rebellious beings created stations, finer material realms, suns and planets, which corresponded to their desire, to their fall picture. In accordance with their consciousness, which became ever narrower, and condensed more and more, the finer material, that is, the transformed down ether, just like the fall beings, became denser substance, that is, no longer fine material. Through their intentions, they became ever more material, ever denser, so that their plans also featured ever coarser structures. From the ether masses, that is, energy volumes, which became increasingly denser, corresponding to their state of consciousness, it could be recognized that their plan to dissolve the divine creation failed. Despite all this, they hope to defeat the Eternal from a stronghold in the All. The fall continued over unimaginable periods of time. We can talk of windows of time. According to their transformed down energy volumes, formless masses of energy that became ever denser developed in regions of the All. Over further periods of time, that is, windows of time, the transformed down light ether began to transform into a formless, ever denser mass from which the material cosmos with a stronghold Earth emerged.
Als sich der Erdplanet festigte,
as the planet Earth solidified, coarser structures developed according to the state of consciousness of the rebels. They were formless structures that constantly changed. Very gradually, cell-like structures developed. In later programs in this series, we will hear a description of the processes leading to the emergence of the Earth from a scientific point of view. As the dense form-giving Earth energy provided the magnet for fall beings, the development of man on the planet began. Again, in long periods of time, in time windows, which the fall beings had foreseen as a stronghold against God. A so-called handful of highest light ether, which surrounded the fall beings, brought about what we human beings see and do not behold. From this, we can recognize or realize what inexhaustible wealth the light ether is.
The fall thought, the dissolution of the eternal being of the divine creation, has failed. Today, the fall thought is the destruction of that which the earth bears. But the human excesses and the destructive frenzy has already been arrested. The Eternal fetches the life back into the All Eternity. The overthrow, which the fall thought itself has now introduced, is succinctly called climate change. The infinite is and remains the All Creation. As stated, everything, absolutely everything, is surrounded by the infinite, inexhaustible, flowing light ether. Science talks about unexplored in-between spaces, from solar system to solar system, from Milky Way to Milky Way. Everything that cannot be penetrated and researched is described as dark matter or dark energy. But it is nothing other than the inexhaustible light ether, the eternal all law of infinity, the all communication network of the all one. As stated, the fall thought, the dissolution of the divine creation, has failed. Over windows of time, the Eternal leads all things back. Everything goes back into the light ether and the ethereal forms into the kingdom of God.
If possible, let us listen to this program series, The Speaking All Unity, the Word of the Universal Creator Spirit, a cosmic work of teaching and learning from the School of the Divine Wisdom, the elucidations that are given with our three-dimensional terms and words, under the premise that everything, but absolutely everything, is light ether raised to the highest power. The All-One, the Infinite All-God, the overriding intelligence, the Free Spirit, draws from the never-failing light ether and creates pure ethereal forms. The Kingdom of God, too, is ethereal light ether that has taken on form. All the ethereal suns and planets in the Eternal Being are compressed light ether. All divine life forms, all pure beings, spirit beings, are ethereal light forms and figures of light. God gave Himself form from His primordial source, the light ether. It is, as we already heard, the Father, Mother, God, the noble figure of light of love for His creation. Let us read and listen in the awareness that all pure being has ethereal forms and that the fall thought never could or can withstand what flows and streams in the All. It is the light ether, the eternal, the All-One, the work of creation of God Father, who is also Mother to His own.
Dear fellow people, the goal of our topic, the speaking all unity, the word of the universal Creator Spirit, is that we, if we want to, orient our life to the highest in us, and this step by step, in order to learn and experience ourselves what all unity means. We ourselves should have our own experiences. And so, let us begin, as well as it is possible for us as human beings, and even though much still remains incomprehensible to us, to walk the path in order to have a glimpse through the aforementioned crack in the door, behind which we can surmise what we will experience as divine beings that have returned home. Then the door will open like a mighty gateway, and we will behold our homeland, the eternal kingdom of God, our true eternal being.
Even though many a person lets himself be described as a genius, the sole genius in all of infinity is the Infinite One, the highest intelligence of being. In all of infinity, the highest principle of being, the love, the All-One, draws, creates, and fashions by way of His four primordial powers. Whether it is in God's Creator cradle, whether it is the primordial central sun with its prism suns, it is always the four nature powers, the primordial powers in infinity. In the material cosmos, too, the one principle prevails, the four primordial powers, which bear latent within the three attribute powers of God, kindness, love, and gentleness, whereby the highest power of the being is love. It is in all things the all spirit of being. No matter what we call the spirit of infinity, for instance, primordial power, God, all spirit, eternal intelligence, all one, it is always the Infinite One. It is always the highest intelligence. It is always the all-genius, God, the Spirit. No matter what one may call the being, it is always the four nature powers of God, their primordial powers, and the three attribute powers, the filiation attributes.
Alles ist von geistig.
Everything is of a spiritual atomic structure, pure spiritual, eternal substance, the principle of infinity. The glimpse through the spiritual crack in the door is merely an attempt to explain the makeup of the kingdom of God. Therefore, please be understanding when different words are used for the seven powers of the being. With this, each of us human beings, according to his state of consciousness, should be given an understanding of the all-one great event. The freedom is given to each one of us. May the one who can grasp it, grasp it. May the one who wants to leave it, leave it. No one is compelled to believe or to accept the spiritual wealth, but each one himself can find out and grasp it if he walks the path that God, the Eternal, gave us through Moses in the Ten Commandments and through Jesus of Nazareth in the highest teaching, his Sermon on the Mount.
We speak so often of our life, and with this we mean our earthly existence. True life is from God and is endless, unalterable unity. The all communication, the language of the eternal Creator Spirit, who is the love, and whom we in the Western world call God. The Spirit of Infinity, God, is the Word of Infinity in all being, in all life forms, and in all divine beings, the Spirit beings. He, the all life, is in the very basis of the soul of every human being and also in every discarnate soul. The visible and invisible cosmoses, all heavenly bodies, stones and minerals, are directed and guided by the all law of the Eternal. Everything is embedded in the eternal law of life, the light ether. All heavenly bodies, all the plant and animal species created by the Eternal live in the great all unity of the Creator Spirit. Everything, but absolutely everything, is in all communication with all things and with the omnipresent Spirit, God. The light ether, from which the Eternal draws, creates, and forms, is the carrier substance of the all communication.
In the infinity, there is no separation, and thus no being separate from the Eternal Spirit, who is the eternal life. All divine beings, all life forms and living beings respirated by the Eternal are linked in the All One through the All Principle, the All Law of sending and receiving. The Word of the Creator Spirit is in all and in all things. God sends, He gives, and all being, everything pure, receives His Word, the all law of infinity. Nothing and no one is excluded from the infinite all communication, nor are the universes with their suns and planets. Everything is based on communication. According to their consciousness, that is, state of development, all animal and plant species perceive the word of creation of their creator. Every stone and every mineral contains the all law, which is communication. All the life forms created by the eternal answer their creator through communication. The eternal spirit, God, is thus constantly with his all community, which we also call all unity. And so God is present, eternal life, which is inseparable and indivisible. All universes are filled with his word of law. The eternal is the All-One, the All-Spirit, and the All-Law of Infinity.
Even though, as human beings, we are the material microcosm in the material macrocosm, and God, the Eternal, gave us the earth as provider with its plants and herbs, and that for all people and animals. We can hardly perceive God, the Eternal Creator Spirit, in the very basis of our soul, which is likewise cosmic, however, still finer material. The question arises, why is it so difficult for us human beings to perceive the word of the All, the Eternal's word of law, also in the animals and plants, but also as the force of law in the minerals and stones? The word why is also part of our subject, the speaking all unity, the word of the universal Creator Spirit. We, who are human beings today, presently live, let us emphasize presently, in time and space. In this limitation of time and space, we think, speak, and act. But the Divine, the incorruptible core of being, of which we will frequently hear, is the primordial heart in the all communication, which also in us, in the very basis of our soul, is the link and be.
We repeat, the true eternal life is seven-dimensional. When we return to our eternal homeland, to our origin as pure divine beings, as spirit beings, we will again consciously live in the eternal stream of creation, in the seven-dimensional being. As pure beings, we are not only knowing, we live eternally in our homeland, which is our eternal home, the kingdom of God, which unceasingly expands, and that eternally. Eternal life is the consciousness and the life in the all unity. With our limited three-dimensional words, with our human understanding, what has been briefly indicated here is hardly comprehensible, but in the very basis of our soul, in the fully developed primordial heart, in the core of being, everything, absolutely everything, is alive. In the core of being, in our soul, the Eternal speaks the word of being, the All-Law. The core of being is the all-unity in all and in all things. God, the Creator of life, is the communication principle of infinity, sending and receiving.
Und empfangen.
All living beings and life forms are included in this cosmic all-communication. A perfect core of being is ethereal light. It can be compared to a cut and polished diamond.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, with this first glimpse through the spiritual crack in the door, which has been conveyed to us through the elucidations read today, we would like to take our leave of you. If you would like to read what you have heard, or even continue to read more about it, just simply let us know. It bears the same title, The Speaking All Unity, The Word of the Universal Creator Spirit, a cosmic work of teaching and learning from the School of the Divine Wisdom. We will be very glad to have you join us as we continue to follow this path in order to experience the unity of all life in us more and more. If you would like to, tune in to us for our next program. Until then, all the best, greetings in God, and goodbye.